In the greatest city in the world, Chicago, Illinois, the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is on vacation. We have a little bit of a girl power show, as you heard Michael say in the intro. Jenny Rockus is going to be here playing for us. Robin Harris with Confidence Apparel and Model Atelier is with us as well. And Joan Jett's partner in crime and manager, Kenny Laguna, is going to join us as well, just ahead of the release of their new documentary, Bad Reputation, which is going to be out in about 2 weeks. But I'm so excited to have in studio Robin Harris. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Oh, me too. When you brought us cool t-shirts, inhale confidence, exhale doubt.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be our motto. Michael, our show motto.
Oh man, we live, eat, sleep, breathe it. Seriously.
I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, tell us a little bit about you and Model Atelier, which is at the Wit now. So tell us all about you.
Okay, so I was a former model and now I'm a mom and entrepreneur. I stand 6 feet tall.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have my master's in international business, and I started my own brand called Model Atelier.
Okay.
That stemmed from the struggle. The struggle was, okay, yes, I'm a professional model at the time, and the clothes are made for us. But after that, after I stepped off the runway, I couldn't find those same clothes to fit. So I said, I can't be the only one with this problem. So let me go ahead and fill this void and create the brand. And that's what I did. That's where Model Atelier stemmed from.
I love it. I had a college roommate who was 6'1", very tall and thin, and did a semester studying abroad in Japan.
Ooh.
She said, Andrea, I couldn't find clothes because she's so tall and thin and beautiful, obviously. And she said everything is just geared. She was just very tall in a country where, you know, women aren't necessarily 6'1", 6'2".
Right.
So I think it's wonderful. So you found, of course, other women who are over 6 feet tall.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So Model Atelier has been in existence for 3 years.
Okay.
And what I did was partner with the WNBPA, which is the Professional Players Association. So I am actually the shortest when I stand amongst these WNBA players.
Right.
But Model Atelier is the premier fashion partner with the WNBPA.
Right. And you partnered with the Sky and the Red Stars, too.
Oh, yes.
That's a great partnership.
Oh, my gosh. So not only was I attracted to those organizations because of the tall women, but I was attracted to them because they shared the same mission that I did. And I want to talk about that.
Absolutely. And we absolutely are. I'm telling you, I always said that men have it so easy when they buy clothes, because it's usually just the length of their leg, the size of their waist. I have clothes that are 4, 6, 8, 10, you know, I mean, it's every size.
It depends on the brand, on the designer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So did you find it tough when you, this is such a brilliant concept. Did you find it tough to actually execute?
I did not, only because being a model for so long, I kind of had some connections in the fashion industry, and I started out my model friends.
Okay,
I said, hey, I have this great product. I need to test it out on you. And not only that, I need you to spread the word of mouth. So they did that, and I knew a couple people from big stores like Neiman's and Nordstrom and all that. And it kind of got off the ground from there, but I really had to hone in. I said, you know what? Okay, the models are great, you know, but it's not a lot of you guys.
Right.
Let me go towards women who really know the struggle. And these WNBA players, they're over 6 feet, 1 inches. I mean, my tallest client is 6 feet, 8 inches tall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they really appreciate the brand. They really get it. And they're in the spotlight and they need to look good. So I'm very proud of that.
I think it's wonderful. And congratulations on your success, because it's a market and a niche that needed to be serviced. And you've done that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about Confidence Apparel.
Oh, yes. Okay. So Confidence Apparel, it stemmed from something missing. Model Atelier stemmed from something that I needed, but Confidence stemmed from something missing. And what I mean by that is, although Model Atelier was doing great, I said, man, something's missing. I still want to give back. I still feel like something is missing within me. So I create the brand Confidence because first I can relate to it. I struggled with confidence growing up, and I thought that modeling was going to boost my confidence, but it actually did the opposite.
Really?
Yes, it did.
How come?
Because of all the you're analyzed from top to bottom.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, you're a size 6? No, we need you to be a size 4. Oh, you're 6 feet tall? We kind of need you to be 5'10".
Right.
So it was a lot of scrutiny, and as I got older and said, hey, this is not mentally healthy for me.
Right.
I need to back out of this industry because this I can't handle. So that's why it knocked down the confidence. But it was also great, too. I won't say the modeling was terrible. It was great. I did it for 15 years and it allowed me to travel. But yeah, it was a really tough towards the end of my career.
How has the industry changed from when you started to now as far as women's appearances and the confidence in which that's instilled in you?
Sure. So it changed tremendously. I mean, the industry is embracing all women, all colors, all shapes, all sizes. And I am like, yay, let's go. Femme power, you know?
Right.
And it's really giving a different view for young girls, too, to know, hey, this isn't the only pretty or the only beautiful that's out there.
Right.
So
right.
Kudos to the fashion industry. That's, you know, they still got some problems that they, you know, that we won't bring to light tonight, but kudos to them for really embracing women of all color, all sizes, all genders,
right. all religions, all ethnicities.
All of that, yeah.
I love that. I love seeing, do you remember, and I'm probably dating myself, you're probably too young to remember, the United Colors of Benetton was a European company, and I love the fact that they would advertise with African-American women, white women, Asian women. It was people of, women of all color,
all
shapes
colors
and sizes, you know, and one stood out too. It was an Alaskan woman. So she was wearing her Eskimo garb. And I thought, that's what we need. You know, it's okay to be you.
It's okay to be you. So with the confidence brand, it is about not just femme power, but really inspiring. I love to encourage and inspire and push. So confidence is fashion with purpose, and the purpose is not only to empower, but we use the proceeds of it for funding education for young girls and boys who cannot afford to go to college. And that really resonated with me because I came from a really poor area on the west side of Chicago. It was six of us. My mom was single, you know, and she did the best she could. But seriously, I was like, you know what? I have to give back. I want to pay it forward. And this, once I created the brand and started partnering with great organizations like the Chicago Red Stars, I was fulfilled. I am fulfilled. I'm like, okay, great. Life is good. It's not just about business anymore. It's about making an impact.
And you absolutely have. Did you ever think when you were a little girl growing up on the west side of Chicago, you would be where you are today?
No, not at all.
Did you
not
always want to be a model or an actress?
You know, I did. Yeah. I did. So I would say growing up, I did. I wanted to always be a model. Not because I seen people in my neighborhood become that, but it was just TV was like my everything also. So I kind of lived in that fantasy and I was like, one day I'm going to be that, you know, and I really pushed myself and surrounded myself around great people who was like, hey, you can do whatever you want.
Who were some of your mentors when
some
you were growing
mentors,
up?
Some of my mentors, well, definitely my brother. I have four brothers and the youngest of the four, we're best friends, we're buddies, we're pals. He was my mentor and kind of still is, you know, just a great guy, you know, and just a huge pillar in my personal life. I call him, he's on my personal board of directors.
Oh, I was going to say, do they help with the business?
Yeah.
Are they involved in your business?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's just, he's always there to just support and encourage. And that's tremendous for me.
It was the, and that had to be, make such an impact on you, having your brothers as your best friend and such a great support staff for what you would go on to build.
Yeah, it is. And I must say that although, you know, I'm chanting on femme power, yay, women, but it takes the men out there to really encourage us as well so
Absolutely.
That we can kind of go out and do what we do. So I will go on to say, because I know my husband is listening.
Yeah, and he dropped you off and he's circling, right?
He's still circling around right now, listening to this interview.
What's his name?
Norman.
Norman, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for dropping Robin off.
Yeah, no, I will say that he is my number one supporter and he is definitely a part of the business. I'm so grateful for him and he's all about femme power. So
I think that's wonderful. We're talking to Robin Harris with Model Atelier and the Confidence Apparel line. I want to talk more about the hashtag She Inspires Me, the event, and which you've created and started. It's become a national movement, and also more about the education initiatives. You're just a remarkable person for how much you've given back
to
Chicago and to your community. So more after this on 720 WGN. Appropriate for our guest tonight, 1020 in the evening, Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Model Atelier was created by, well, started by Robin Harris, and she's with us in studio. Let me turn you on there, Robin.
Yes.
And you created the brand Confidence Apparel to inspire young girls and boys of all shapes and sizes to love themselves as they are and believe they are capable of achieving greatness. And perhaps the best part of all you've done in creating this line, the clothing brand donates a portion of the proceeds to fund the education of youth in underserved communities in Chicago. So
yes.
how do young people get involved?
Sure. So they can get involved with our confidence chats. We're not just a fashion brand. We really want to make an impact. So the confidence chats, we're having one October 6th. And what it entails is young girls and boys coming of all ages, but primarily in the teens. And we talk about the importance of confidence. The importance of how to dress properly, the importance of, you know, why it's good to have great self-esteem and really pay it forward, too. I think when you're able to kind of pay confidence forward, and what I mean by that is being able to compliment somebody without taking away from yourself,
you know,
being able to say, Andrea, you are beautiful.
Right. And feel it.
And feel it. Teaching them how to pay confidence forward, how to pay it forward is also really important.
And you are paying it forward, literally, with scholarships that you're giving out. Is it at the Sky Games?
Yeah. So we have given scholarships out at the Chicago Sky Game, and the Chicago Red Stars actually raised funds for us to give scholarships out as well. So it's been a tremendous ride, and we're so excited for the next scholarship that we'll be giving out at the end of this year.
And that's going to be awesome. You already gave one out. You had an event at Toyota Park. This was part of the hashtag She Inspires Me event, which is just a great event.
Oh, man. It was amazing. So the Chicago Red Stars is just such an awesome professional soccer team. And She Inspires Me was all about just women empowerment. And we actually had a confidence chat pregame.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the girls involved. And they were so excited and hyped up. And this one girl, she really touched my heart. She was about 8 or 9 years old. I walked over to her and I said, hey, can you tell me what confidence means to you? And this is in a room full of 60 or 70 people, including their parents.
Right.
And she stood up and she said, confidence means believing in yourself and not being afraid of what anybody has to say about you because you just don't care. And that right there melted my heart.
I love that.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so you just won some wardrobe for back to school.
You get a shirt and you get a shirt
exactly.
And you get a shirt. By the way, these shirts are awesome. They have inspiring messages. Mine says, inhale confidence, exhale doubt.
Yes. So we trademarked that slogan, and we eat, sleep, live, breathe it. But one thing that I really recognized is, yeah, I'm putting it on for me, but when people actually read the shirt, it kind of could be a reminder for them. No matter, you don't know what people are going through. So if someone sees you wearing that shirt, like, oh, cool shirt, or they might not say anything, but it can be a reminder of, hey, breathe. Relax,
right.
Get over the fear, and just inhale confidence and exhale doubt.
We've made strides as
yes.
women, but there's more work to be done to inspire our young girls and young preteens and young ladies out there too.
It is. And you know what? I, being a mom of a 3-year-old daughter, what I do right now as three, we say daily affirmations in the morning. We roll out of bed. I pick her up in my arms. We go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and I say, hey, repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am capable. I am smart. And I am kind. And she loved the last word, kind.
Kind, yeah. And that's important,
yeah.
Right?
It's so important. So it's really, really cool that as parents or just women in general that we say words of affirmation to ourselves, because not everybody is out there saying, hey, you go, girl. You know?
Right.
Because we got some things. We got a long way to go, but it's still, I believe this year's year of woman, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But seriously, we have to encourage ourselves, and it starts with self. So.
And get involved. And I think that's wonderful that you do that with your 3-year-old. I asked my goddaughter, she's 6 now, but a few years ago I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, Supergirl.
Ooh.
And my first reaction, Robin, I said, oh, well, you can't be Supergirl. What do you want to be? And I thought, oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can be anything you want to be.
Yes, yes. And that's the amazing thing about today. We literally can be whatever we want to be. Listen, I came from a poor neighborhood, and I am here to tell everybody who's listening, you are not a product of your environment, and you can also be whatever you want to be. I looked on the TV and said, hey, I want to be that. And I became a well-established professional model, you know. And then after that, I said, okay, I want to be philanthropic. And now I'm doing it. You know, I'm not giving away millions of dollars yet.
But hey, but are giving away a lot. Yeah. You're giving away scholarships, which is huge.
Yeah, so baby steps. So we literally can be whatever we want to be. And it's never
Absolutely.
Too late.
Absolutely. And where can people, give your website out, where
yes.
people can find the Confidence Apparel, where
For
we
sure.
can find you.
Yes. Yeah, so it's www.shop-confidence.com. Again, that's shop-confidence.com. And you'll be able to see all the amazing apparel. And there's actually a page on there where you can also donate to help us with our scholarship funding.
Well, you're a beautiful person inside and outside, of
thank
course.
You.
So thank you so much, Robin.
Thank
Love
you
talking
for
to you.
Me.
Will you come back and visit us again?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good. Before you do the next round of scholarships,
yes,
you come back. Okay.
You got it.
Very good. Robin Harris, again, Model Atelier, the Confidence Apparel brand. Hashtag she inspires me. Tweet it everywhere. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you.
Back with the news after this.